was a springtime in the far north, and the winter snow was melting. Inside her den, a mother wolf gave birth to a litter of cubs. Two of their servers, Smaller was stung, but his brother Priest was even larger. Priest was his dark coat, would be a handsome wolf one day. Every day, other wolves came to visit the den. The cub's father brought food from his mate. Three other young wolves sometimes slept inside and nuzzled their new brothers. By the time Slaver and Priest were 4 weeks old, they would come outside the den to play. When any of the field-grown wolves came back from hunting, the little cubs would jump up and lick their faces, begin from food. Then the wolves gave them pieces of meat. The cubs enjoyed roping together, but soon their play fights began rome. After a while, Sliver learned that Priest was stronger and would always bite harder, so he rolled over onto his back. This meant that Priest had won. Priest didn't bite, but he put his tail high in the air to show that he was Sliver's master. After that, Sliver always put his tail down between his legs whenever Priest came near him. The two cubs never fought again. All the wolves knew their places in the park. The latter was the cub's father, who was the strongest wolf of all. The other wolves was dropped their tails when he combined. When the cubs were 8 weeks old, their mother led them to a new home. In there was a grassy meadow beside a creek. From now on, they would sleep outside, with only the trees and bushes to shelter them from the sun and the rain. Sliver and Priest enjoyed playing with the other wolves in the open meadow. They were never left ungrounded.